Not going to work today, just swanned into the studio, yes, as she normally does. Jackie from YMCA is here. How are you, Jackie?
I'm very good, thank you. Looking... I did have a lovely run in this morning.
Did you? How many traffic lights did you get?
I got none, but I do go through about eight.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Dream running.
It would be like that every day. Wouldn't it be so good?
Amazing.
I'll tell you a very quick story. When I lived up in Roma for a while, did some radio up there, there was one set of traffic lights in Roma. And if I went that way, I always got them.
Are you serious?
And I didn't. It's the top end of the main street, not the bottom end. Nowhere else in town was there a set of traffic lights apart from that one set. And if you went there, you always got them red.
Where's Roma, Des?
That's in like 600 kilometres west of Brisbane.
Well.
It's the beginning of the outback.
Unbelievable.
Out there, used to ride my horse.
So you just stuck into Brisbane for your shopping?
I did, yes. Only 6 hours. Yep. It's a lovely drive into Westfield. Beautiful. Hey, great that you've joined us on this public holiday, Jackie. What gets you out and about this wonderful Monday morning?
Just the two of you.
Oh, well, that's enough for me too. That would be enough.
I love that.
There's always a heap of stuff going on at all the centres. We tend to talk about race and arc a lot, but there's a whole heap of other centres that are part of the group. So you've got a whole heap of stuff that you need to update our listeners on that's going on around the network.
I do. I was going to have a little sleep in, but I thought it was much more important to pop in and let everyone know what's going on.
Can I just say, who's holding the flag for ARC and race and all the YMCA this morning? Where is Barry Harrison this morning? Having a
sound asleep.
Where is he?
Getting paid the big bucks to have a sleep this morning.
Yeah, good right. Good. Yeah. The important people always join us, Jackie.
He did offer to come on over, but and he probably would have got one traffic light. I should have let him have the opportunity this morning. But no, hopefully he's not listening. Hopefully he's in bed having a sleep in, or I'll be very upset, and he'll listen to the podcast later on.
Perfect.
Great stuff. To do that on the way into work in the morning.
Awesome.
It's a great point you make too, that our chats are always recorded and you do podcast them a little later on as well. So people that might have missed the majority of your chat or want to have a listen back or share it, they can do that via your channel. So via the website.
Yep. We've just put the link up last week, as
great.
You saw on Facebook.
Yep.
So, but they are all on
iTunes.
Well, we link to you guys, so wherever you guys have them. I think we have a little little channel on iTunes that we stash everything.
Excellent.
Yeah. Except for the one that we lost the other day, which was the best. I did tell Barry, best show I'd ever done.
Mm.
Said so many nice things about him.
You did too.
Never to be captured again. don't be laughing.
I said lots of lovely things. Remember that
time?
Yeah, you did. Oh, it was wonderful.
The best day ever.
Yeah,
It was great.
Lost that one, unfortunately.
Sorry, Barry.
Sorry, Barry. Well, be sure to swing in some nice stuff today. So I just wanted to update everybody, probably first on the flooring at Casey Race.
Mm. Well,
that's been a bit of an ongoing thing. It's still ongoing. So it's going well, probably better than we thought it was going to go, but it is a bit of a slow process. So it's just moving its way around the pool deck at the moment. So you kind of... If you're thinking of coming in, particularly around the warm water pool for the next week or two, we may have to close off parts of the warm water pool for a couple of days here and there. So check Facebook, keep an eye on that. Matt's doing a great job to keep everyone up to date on Facebook. So or ring the centre if you're not on Facebook. Just give the centre a call and you can see. And there's photos on the website. It looks great.
They do.
Keep everyone up to date. Yeah, but it is going to be a little tricky for the next couple of weeks around the warm water.
Just be patient.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's all for a good cause.
It'll look amazing and those mats will be gone by the end of it. So no more sore feet walking around on pool deck, which will be great.
Great.
Yeah. So the stadium I've completely lost track of dates. March 21st. That's next week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Getting there,
Yeah. 21st to the 23rd, wheelchair Aussie Rules National Championships are being held at the stadium. So it's free entry. Anyone can go down and watch it. Apparently it's an amazing thing to watch. The wheelchairs are made specifically so that when they crash on the floor, they don't scratch up the floor. The boys were saying the other day. So it's pretty full on and, pretty exciting to get down there and watch that. So
when was that again?
The 21st to the 23rd of March.
Whereabouts?
At Casey Stadium, right next door.
Perfect.
Yep, so not too far away.
Worth watching for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Love to see that.
It would be really good.
Mm.
We've forgotten to mention over the last couple of months, I know we were really into our meditation sessions, so they're still running. So for everyone that's wondering, they are on most Friday nights. You can get to one of our centres, and it's free. So you can book in online, just check in. I'm pretty sure it was... race that had theirs last Friday. Mm-hmm. So that means there's one coming up at ARC and one coming up in Endeavour fairly soon.
You need to try that, Daz. I went last year with Doc from the sports show.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Yep. We need to do that. It is really, really good.
Well, you might be interested in the family-friendly one.
Okay.
It's happening at Wilson Botanic Gardens.
Oh.
And so you can bring the kids along there. It's family-friendly, so they're not expected to be super, super quiet and super, super still. But if you want to get out on Friday night, it's at 7 o'clock this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Try meditation in the park.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I'm finding ways to get away from the kids. Somewhere to meditate away from them, let alone bring them along.
Maybe the ones in the centre are more for you than
one for me.
Probably don't go to the one.
I won't
in the park.
Be going.
Leave
to that
one. For everybody.
Sounds
else
great though.
Go.
Oh, it's awesome.
And that park at Wilson Botanic Gardens are beautiful.
Right on sunset, I think that will be too.
Amazing.
So, yeah, and hopefully tried to catch the weather on Friday. I heard Saturday was going to be great, but hopefully Friday will be just as good.
Friday, partly cloudy, 26, so it should be nice. Just bring a cardie, Daz, if you're heading down there.
Yeah, you do tend to slow your body right down when you're doing it, so you do want to bring along
a
cardie. Yeah.
When was the one in the centre again?
Them on Friday nights. So
every Friday night, book online.
We will miss one a month because it happens at Endeavour ARC and Race.
Right, gotcha.
So there is one Friday a month
definitely
that's missed out.
Can I bring beer along?
No, you cannot bring beer along, but you bring your own blanket.
I'm doubtful now.
And pillow.
You can bring your own. We've got some, but it's if you're much more snuggly in your own little blanket.
Doritos, can I bring them along? Can I order a pizza in? Can the pizza be delivered there?
They can all wait at the door for your way out.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Now it's a big kick again. Good stuff. I love that. Meditation
maybe if you went
session.
To the one in the park, you could probably not beer. I'm not sure they allow beer at the one.
I'll see.
You could probably
wait.
Take your own
start
pizza.
A new trend.
Just wait.
Meditation with pizza and beer.
I like that.
I'm pretty sure that happens in a lot of men's sheds on a Friday night, Saturday night.
Yes.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Yes.
Minus the closed eyes and the peaceful music.
Yeah.
Very good. So we've got a few more. We've got so much going on actually. And while I'm thinking about it, Tori will be here next week to say all of the community-based stuff that we're doing because we're going out to the Casey Kids Carnival, which is on.
24th,
We were at the Berwick show, which has been, but she's got a list as long as your arm of all the outreach stuff that we're doing.
Great.
Nice. That's fantastic.
As well as all this stuff that I'm mentioning, we've got loads of other stuff coming up as well. So it's all on Facebook and website, as we've said. Keep an eye on that.
Yep.
Aqua Cycle and Aqua Yoga.
Oh,
we've
all of a sudden you've got Daz's attention. Aqua
we've been running that for a little while and it is quite popular, but I just wanted to touch on and let people know that it's still running. It is really popular. We've only got, I think, so the Aqua Yoga is at, they call it Boga at Race.
Okay.
I think there's only 7 boards, so you need to book in fairly early to get on that. So and they're like a big blow up. Stand up paddleboard sort of thing. They're more like a kitchen door, so they're fairly solid.
So you don't have to go up to the gym area and pick up one of those bikes and take it down into the water. You don't have to do that.
Oh, no,
you're not cycling on one of those.
But if you could help us out with the yoga boards,
yeah,
that would
happy
be great.
To do that.
I
might
put that on as an exercise class. Actually,
I'm thinking Titanic when Rose was on that board. Is that what it's like?
That's exactly what it's like. Yeah,
Cindy, she's all over movies.
I know, right? I'm mad for movies, but
so
that's
probably
what I'm thinking.
Couldn't get 2 people on, very similar to Titanic. Yep, probably that second person tried. To get on, it wouldn't be the first one wouldn't be on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And at ARC we've got the Aqua Cycles on, so you don't have to move your own bike. We'll pop them in the water for you.
Good.
You just rock up.
Right, perfect.
You do need to wear shoes in the water, so if you've got some aqua shoes, bring them along.
Yep.
But nice gentle way to get your exercise.
I've got some loafers I can wear.
Oh, of course you have some
socks
loafers.
And sandals.
Probably not your sandals. If you've got a buckle, probably don't want them on the yoga.
Who'd
right.
Who wear sandals?
Can probably just wear your bathers, no shoes on the yoga.
Good.
Right.
What else is happening?
What else have we got? I just wanted to touch on Endeavour Hills before I run through what everyone's got going on for some promotions. Endeavour Hills has got a wonderless open day for all abilities coming up. Sunday the 25th of March at 1 o'clock. It's encouraging people with disabilities to go and check out the gym. They're going to have it set up. They're calling it the Gymnastics Wonderland.
Wow.
I love this.
Yeah, so there'll be some current members down there to show everyone how to use the equipment. It's open to everyone, but yeah, if you're wondering what to do with the kids with disabilities and how that works in a gymnastic setting, take them down there and just have a go. It's free. Just rock on down and they'll get the kids swinging and climbing and all that sort of thing. It'd be really good.
You guys are the best.
We do very creative with some of the activities that you get involved with. Not just the standard stuff. You challenge the norm a little bit, which I love about the centres.
Yeah, and we try and make everything all inclusive, but I guess as a parent, sometimes you're a bit nervous about what that looks like, and it's nice to go down and be able to trial things before you sign up to a program. So, yeah, that's a good opportunity for that one. But all of our centres run inclusive programming. The stadium is great with it. So give them a call if you're wondering what activities they run. And the last thing that the centres are running separately, but everyone's running one. Is a nutrition seminar for food sensitivities. So it's for the allergies. If you've just had your child diagnosed or if yourself's been diagnosed with a food allergy, it's a good information session to go and figure out how you're going to handle that, I guess. So,
great.
Yeah, I've got a daughter with anaphylaxis and they said, do you want to come to it? And I was like, she's had it for 4 years. I'm probably all right with it. But if she'd just been diagnosed, that would have been a really good time to pop in and get a bit of information. It's a little bit nerve-wracking when you get that first diagnosis and find out so many things that you can't eat and how close we went to Krispy Kremes yesterday and there's peanuts everywhere in their window. Absolutely. So it's so much you've got to think about that you don't think about until you've got a child with an allergy. So, yeah, good session to get down to.
100%. And as always, you can go and find out all the information by social, by the website. You guys are fantastic with spreading that information and allowing people to go and find what's on. You can also come via us and we can provide the information as well because there's a whole heap of stuff going on at the Y, which is awesome. So, Jackie, thanks for coming and joining us on your long weekend.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Thank
always
you.
Welcome. You know that. At least you did. Altona's obviously in lockdown at the moment.
Be careful.
Look forward to catching up with you again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.